Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody say. My name is MJ Omota and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Oh, am I super excited to be back this week? I mean, damn, the albums that have dropped at the end of August 2020 on the African front. Ah, my people, it's serious. And of course, I've got a review for one of those, which is only a few hours old, so check this one out.
The latest African album review is
Tiwa Savage does not release a lot of albums, if we're being honest. When she does, you know, the continent is waiting for it. And here's an African album review for her brand spanking new third studio album titled Celia. Celia was released August 28th, 2020 under Universal Music. It has 13 songs, 38-minute, 41-second runtime, 6 features including Davido, Stefflon Don, Sam Smith, and more. Multiple producer placements that include Feels, Maestro, Igbinoba Osaze, and more. The album cover for Celia was a curious pot of questions for me. I mean, now, I know the album is dedicated to Tiwa Savage's mother, hence the title Celia. We see two figures representing a mother and daughter, with the mom wearing a traditional Nigerian garb and the daughter looking hip and rocking jeans, a tattoo, and, you know, kind of just looking 2020-ish. There's a dice rolled showing the number 6, and behind the two women is something representing a board game. I can only assume that these two women are Tiwa Savage and their mother, Celia. And sentimentalism aside, the cover was more intriguing than the visual appeal for me. But I'm sure there's a story behind it, so I just rate it as so-so.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Temptation is one of the singles alongside the socially conscious Koroba and Dangerous Love released prior to the album being released. And it has the brilliant talents of Sam Smith to complete this melodiously groovy number. This tune embodies physical lust like no other, and they sing, "Temptation is all I see when I look at you." I mean, what kind of level of wanting someone is that? Damn, all right. Shout out to Fireboy DML for the pen game on this. He wrote a top tune. And I think Sam Smith, on the other hand, really fits this one like a glove. Performance-wise, I reckon he may have shown up a whole lot and vocally owned the song. Temptation is definitely one of the songs of the album for me. Going back to the song Koroba, I saw a more familiar Tiwa Savage with some impressive elevation in the delivery on the verses. The song is deep and questions double standards where gender is concerned, with women being held to higher standards than men, and unfairly so, especially on the African continent. Beat-wise, there was a wonderful clarity that I could hear in the light snare, which left me really impressed. That clarity feeling was resurrected on the song Pakalamishi featuring London-born and bred artist Hamza.
On modomodomusic.com.
The opening track on Celia is titled Save My Life, and it was an unexpected house and Afro beats fusion. The house part, that's the part that really, I just didn't expect it. Be that as it may, Save My Life offered a smooth and measured entry into the Celia album. The song is about inviting someone to experience what she has to offer, but under certain conditions. And it sees her explore more housey vocals that complement the song quite well. Glory is another house track on the album with reverberating vocals that bounce from side to side, leaving a trail of echoes, and it just fills the room in a different way. It details that she wants to be good and authentic in what she does and live her glory. It's a feel-good song that reminds you that we can all write our stories and influence them in one way or another. FWMM, which stands for F with My Mind, also felt a bit pacey compared to the rest of the album. It had a bit of that groove going on. And what stands out about it is the existence of a Congolese Roomba kind of guitar, which was a welcome surprise. I mean, Tiwa Savage, really? That was nice. Did Tiwa Savage not just team up with the Stefflon Don and Dice Ailes on one of the bangers of Celia? All three artists brought their unique characters to the song. Tiwa Savage with a sultry, seductive and silky voice. Stefflon Don with a unique Afrobeats dancehall take, which is like a unique version of herself, honestly, but still quite smooth. Don Ailes with a crazy verse resting on unlimited talent and vibe. The ad-libbing on this song, Bombay, which is the name of the song, was top tier in my opinion. It speaks of a confident and body-positive female that knows what she can give and what she wants to get. She is self-assured. Songs such as Ole featuring Naira Marley, for me, show a more Afropop side to Tiwa Savage more than Afrobeats, and even taking the DNA of Afrobeat with that live-sounding instrumentation. Maybe I would add Parkwell featuring Davido in there, feeling like a true Afrobeats and R&B blend. The one interlude on the song titled Us reminds me of the kind of music I think Tiwa Savage would probably make more of if there wasn't a business side to this. Back in the day, she really used to belt out some R&B tunes. It's the true R&B vocalist that Tiwa Savage dreamt to be, in my opinion. It does address one of the most talked about parts of her personal life when she broke up with her husband. So it's a deep track.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
The themes that you find on Celia: culture, love and relationships, strength of African women, self-esteem, authenticity, money, a mother's love, seduction, lust and faith. The genres that you get on Celia: it's a melting pot of different things, honestly, but you do get Afropop, Afrobeats, house with dancehall and a bit of Afrobeat fusion. Because so much time has passed between her last project titled R.E.D. Red and Celia, with plenty of music in between, if I'm being honest, it's almost unfair to compare the two. 4 years is a long time in music terms, and especially in 2020 with the corona stuff going on. Guys, 2020 feels like 4 years on its own. The growth is undeniable, and the headspace Tiwa Savage is in is very, very different. I see Celia as a very mature and highly expressive album in many respects, but also quite personal. She's moved from an African R&B act to an Afrobeats legend and now an Afrobeats fusion artist with an Afropop extension that mixes a number of genres for a fairly unique sound. Singing-wise, for me, she still retains a strong R&B core but has mastered that Afrobeats delivery regardless. Delving deeper into these technical aspects, I would say the mixing and mastering on Celia were quite a marvel. Just listening to songs such as Dangerous Love, to see a depth in vocal work, which is brought out by expert engineering. But then again, Tiwa Savage has been doing this for years, man. Come on. In entirety, that vocal sheen was easily evident on Celia from one song to the next. This level of quality is world class, no cap, and I mean, no wonder she signed under Universal Music, Motown, so hey.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
Now, personally, I cannot quite say Celia was a no skips album for me. it had some amazing highs and the balance was undeniable. So looking at it from that musicality perspective, I was definitely wowed from start to finish and I appreciated what Tiwa Savage is doing. Where it lost me sometimes was simply on preference, just my choice of style of music. While I did appreciate a whole lot about Celia, I do see myself picking maybe 4 to 5 tracks for constant rotation. And there's also a good chance that some songs will grow on me the more I listen to them, and maybe with the likely release of videos as well. But for now, my limit is 5 tracks from the 13. Overall, I do have to say this. African albums these days aren't a game anymore. You have to come correct, otherwise you're left behind. This is that upper echelon of music making on the continent, and Tiwa Savage rightfully has deserved the term Queen of Afrobeats. My songs of the album are Temptation, Pakalamishi, Bombay, Koruba, and Celia's Song. I believe that Celia as an album shows a very multifaceted Tiwa Savage. Not to say she wasn't before, but this album distinctly experiments with her range. In a nutshell, Tiwa Savage can make it work with so many different genres, and that's just something that makes her such a unique act, and she just makes everything she's on sound beautiful and amazing. I highly recommend Celia for Tiwa Savage fans of old, and if you like to feel that grown and sexy in your music, give this one a try. It's much more than what a newer artist to the game would give. There's a whole new level of maturity to it, like I said before, and it's Tiwa Savage making a very, very bold statement in being a legend of the Afrobeats contingent while growing into other genres for fans that have grown with her and also getting more on that world stage of music. Celia by Tiwa Savage is available everywhere online for you to stream and buy it. Give it a try and check out the latest from the woman they call the Queen of Afrobeats and find out what makes her Afrobeats royalty. My name is MJ Wemoto and I will check you out on the next show. This is the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.